Hello, and welcome to the MacArthur's Talk Haunted Locations. And we're still in Kentucky.
We haven't left.
No, we never left.
Why are you talking so slow?
We're almost done. Am I talking slow?
You're talking very slow.
It's my California accent. It's through the nose and slow.
You know, the only thing worse than listening to people from California is listening to people from California with a cold. Because then they're really nasally.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's like this.
Don't give people more reasons not to like us.
Oh, I have so many. I have so many. Just ask. I'll give you more.
I am born and raised in California, so we talk slow. We talk through our noses. We're just high all the time. But, not for real.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
No, because people that are high talk slow.
Didn't you just tell me that I was talking slow?
Yeah, but I mean slow. Like a southern drawl, they talk slow.
They do.
Because it's so humid out, they almost can't catch their breath.
It might be this mojito that I'm drinking right now. We really should be recording a Drunken Love, not a Haunted Locations.
I kind of messed
after
up.
After this.
But it worked out.
What do you mean?
So mojito is very similar to margaritas. It's 2 1 1/2.
I don't know what that means.
That's the mixture. It's 2 ounces of rum, 1 ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, 1/2 ounce of some sort of syrup. I'm doing orgasmic agave from Costco.
Okay, but margaritas are tequila.
Right. It's the same. So you do 2 ounces, 1 ounce, 1/2 ounce.
Oh, like a same mixture concoction.
Yeah, so you do tequila, okay. Unless you're doing a Cadillac margarita, which once you've driven a Cadillac, I mean, there's nothing else.
What's in a Cadillac margarita that's different?
I will tell you.
Oh.
1.5 ounces of Reposado tequila.
Uh-huh.
1 ounce of Grand Marnier. 1 ounce of lime juice, and then you do 1/2 ounce of agave syrup.
Okay.
That's it. Got it memorized.
Good job.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, so she's hammered, guys.
No,
that's,
I'm not.
That's the bottom line. That's
no,
what's
I'm
going
not.
On here.
I've had 4 sips of this. Are you, sir?
No.
All right. We just need to keep drinking. Drink till we're funny.
Well, anyway, what I was saying was I screwed up the mixture. So I put way too much syrup in. So what do? You make more to compensate.
Mm.
So I ended up doing 10 ounces of rum.
Wait a minute. Did you leave the extra out there in the kitchen?
No.
Where's the leftovers?
I drank it.
Oh, so we don't have to worry about our kids in
no,
there.
No, I'm probably half of a margarita of mojito ahead of you. We're drinking mojitos out of margarita glasses.
I know. We don't have
because,
glasses.
Because it's basically the same.
Actually, this is what we should have talked about before we were doing a Drunken Love, not a Haunted Locations. What is wrong with us?
Well, anyway, hurry
we
up.
We are a legitimate podcast and we do this. Ugh. What is wrong?
Yeah.
As you're cracking your knuckles while I'm talking, which I can't take out when I edit this.
But no one cares because that's what I do.
Yes, they do care. Jeez, Daniel.
It's a disease.
Cracking your knuckles is
those
a disease?
Those are my knuckles. My ankle just cracked.
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
The fact
nobody
that,
else does this.
The fact that I form gas in my... I got the fart joints. It is. It's gas in between the joints. And when you crack your knuckle, it pops and releases the gas.
You have a lot of gas.
I do. It's a disease, clearly.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone, we are on Kentucky, and I will be telling you haunted places in Kentucky. Are we ready?
Ready.
I did ChatGPT these ones because I couldn't find an article that I liked. Kentucky's rich history and folklore have given rise to numerous haunted locations, each with its own chilling tales and reported paranormal experiences.
Yeah, but who's reporting them?
People.
Okay.
people that own the property and want want some clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Up first, we have the Seelbach.
I like Seelbach better.
Yeah, no, it's Seelbach Hilton. Well, that's a lot of H's. Seelbach Hilton Hotel in Louisville. This historic hotel is famously haunted by the Lady in Blue, believed to be Patricia Wilson, who died tragically in the 1930s. Guests and staff have reported seeing her apparition on the 8th floor and mezzanine level, often accompanied by the scent of lilac perfume. At least it's not body odor.
I hate lilac perfume.
Other paranormal occurrences include disembodied voices, unexplained footsteps, and cold spots.
What is a disembodied voice?
It's like, Daniel. But it's coming from the ceiling.
So disembodied meaning that there's no way that sound could come from a torso?
Yeah, it's just a random voice coming from somewhere. There's nothing attached to it.
It's a sound just coming out of nowhere.
That's what I just said.
Disembodied. Okay.
Yes, disembodied, right. Meaning it does not have a body.
Okay.
Now, in 1936, 24-year-old Patricia Wilson, mm-hmm. who they believe is the Lady in Blue.
Patty W. Uh-huh.
Was found dead. You're such a jackass.
Yes,
was
that's,
found
that's her nickname,
dead
Patty
in the hotel's elevator shaft, wearing a long blue dress. Reports suggest she died by suicide after her ex-husband was killed in a car accident en route to meet her.
How did she get in the hotel's elevator shaft?
Suicide.
No.
She
How did
jumped.
She get in the elevator shaft?
Okay, so the elevator probably went up to the floor above and she opened the
you
door.
Can't. They won't let you
and
open.
And then she jumped
nope,
down.
No, they're not that easy to open.
This is in 1936.
Okay, they probably were easy to open.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
But she, her ex-husband was killed. She killed herself because her ex-husband died. But why were they divorced in the first place?
Probably because she was annoying.
No, I know, but why would she kill herself over her ex-husband?
Because she was depressed, obviously.
I know, but he's her ex-husband.
Yeah, but he left her.
How do you know?
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Jeez Louise. Oh, we're so annoying. All right, we got the Talbot Tavern in Bardstown. Built in 1779, the Talbot Tavern is one of Kentucky's oldest inns and is reportedly haunted by several spirits, including the infamous outlaw Jesse James. Visitors have reported seeing apparitions, hearing disembodied voices, and witnessing objects move on their own. Outlaw Jesse James frequented this tavern and is said to have fired bullets into the walls, which remain visible today.
Mm.
Interestingly, James himself reported seeing a ghost here, making him both a visitor and a witness to the tavern's hauntings.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Well, you did. You got Jesse James.
Oh, it says that some claim to see Jesse James himself in the mirror or near the bullet-marked wall. That kind of freaks me out. Like, if you're looking at yourself in the mirror, which I do a lot, and then you see a ghost behind you or in the mirror that you're looking in, that's kind of creepy, don't you think?
Have you ever seen an apparition in the mirror and then you turn around and there's nothing there?
No, never.
No, because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have the Jailer's Inn Bed and Breakfast in Bardstown. Bardstown is a hopping in place.
Yeah, I would go there.
I said hopping in. It said happening place.
In hopping.
Formerly the Nelson County Jail. This bed and breakfast is said to be haunted by former inmates. Guests have reported hearing unexplained noises and feeling sudden cold spots. The most notable spirit is believed to be Martin Hill, who died while awaiting execution. I actually have some more information on Martin Hill. Martin Hill was convicted of murdering his wife in 1885, and he died in jail, like I said, right before his execution, and his ghost is believed to haunt the inn, and guests reported seeing or hearing cries and pleas for mercy.
Yeah, but why did he murder his wife? Was she nagging while he was driving?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet.
What year was this?
1885.
See?
Maybe I'll do it for one of our cases. Okay. I'll look it up more in depth.
When they're in the horse and buggy, she's nagging at him.
Nag.
Why are you following so close? You passed the turn back there. Do you even know where you're going?
Stop talking. You always forget where we're going when you're talking.
How come you're jerking so quickly with the horses? Can't you drive this thing smoothly?
I thought you meant jerking.
Yes, he was jerking because she's nagging.
Okay, we have Kentucky State Penitentiary.
Ooh.
In Eddyville. Known as the Castle on the Cumberland. This prison has a reputation for being haunted by former inmates. Guards and visitors have reported hearing phantom footsteps and screams and seeing apparitions in old-fashioned prison uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe mm-hmm. that, Daniel?
Yeah, 100%. From the old Ken State. Instead of Penn State, it's Ken State because from Kentucky.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So this was a maximum security facility which saw hundreds of executions and violent deaths. So they would think that the lingering spirits of inmates are haunting the halls. And guards have seen shadowy figures pacing behind bars and empty blocks. And they hear whispers in isolation cells.
Oof.
That's creepy, guys.
I would want to go visit that.
Would you really?
Yeah, the old Ken Max. I think that's fascinating. It's like Alcatraz, only not as such a dump.
Yeah, Alcatraz is pretty cool.
It is.
I hope they don't actually change it back to a prison.
The problem with Alcatraz, that was not true.
Was that a joke?
Yes, it was 100% a joke. Everyone calm down.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
I was like, for real?
It was people have no sense of humor.
No, everyone's lost it.
No.
Everyone's lost their sense of humor, including me, because I totally was like, what? Come on now.
People are either really gullible or they want to, I don't know.
Or they're just,
I just assume everyone's BSing me and is full of crap
I
and or it's a joke.
I usually do. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, no, they're not. It's absolutely not going to happen. So forget
okay.
it. Anyway, but yeah, the old Ken Max, you know, the old Kentucky Maximum. That would be interesting to visit.
It would, right?
I mean, for an hour.
And then what?
Leave. You know, okay. And then go get lunch or something.
We have Waverly Hills Sanitarium in Louisville. This was once a tuberculosis hospital.
Oh.
And is considered what?
So, oof.
Oh. And is considered one of the most haunted places in the United States. Visitors have reported hearing disembodied voices. I mean, disembodied. Like,
that's a really
popular word.
Well, they're lacking of body.
And shadowy figures, cold spots, and they even have the infamous body chute, which is said to be a hot spot for paranormal activity.
A body chute.
Yeah, and I do believe that the Waverly Hills Sanitarium was kind of used as the inspiration for Briarcliff, which is American Horror Stories Asylum, which is the second season American Horror Stories, which is kind of one of my favorites. So
yeah, it's great to watch right before you fall asleep.
I make him watch it.
Then she's like, I didn't sleep very good last night. I'm like, gee, I wonder why.
The sanitarium was originally a tuberculosis hospital. Did I say that already?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sanitarium later became a geriatric facility, with reports of patient mistreatment. Oh, that's sad. Because
they're elderly. I want to go back to the old body chute.
Oh, okay.
So is that like a garbage chute only for bodies? Like they had a...
Yeah, like an actual
like a tube, chute. And they would just push bodies down this chute. Yeah. And it would end up, what, in like an incinerator or a...
Outside in the
Or
dirt.
Was it like in Waterworld where they had like a soup of decomposing stuff and they just add people to it?
I hope not.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so old people who are listening right now, do you remember the MTV show called Fear?
Now, when you say old...
I'm talking like
quantify
40s
that.
And 50s.
Okay.
Like us who were in high school
Elderly.
In the
yeah.
90s. There was a show on MTV called Fear. They would take people to these haunted locations, strap them up with body cams, tell them about the history, and they would stay the night. It was like before Zach Bilbo Baggins was doing Ghost Adventures or whatever, which one ever he does. Does he do Ghost Adventures or Ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Is it Paranormal Adventures? No, it's Ghost Adventures. I don't know.
Is it? God.
Ghost Encounters.
No, what is it? Which one does he do?
Ghost Adventures.
I gotta look it up. Anyways, I do distinctly remember that they sent kids to this Waverly Hills Sanitarium and made this girl get into the body chute. And she literally lost her mind.
I would get in there. If it's been cleaned. Because otherwise it's going to have streaks.
No, they're not going to clean it. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Is it like a vertical chute? I wonder. I would think. So that you can get the bodies to go down.
Yeah, it's Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures.
All right, we were right.
So she got into it and what? Slid all the way
No, she
down?
Just laid in it. And I think she went crazy.
Oh, good.
It was bad.
Were
it
they
was
paid?
Really bad. I don't know. They just get a trip. You get a free trip to Kentucky. I
wonder what kind of drugs they took before they did that.
They were children, Daniel. Staring at me. Okay, so
So
this
they
is
did
sad.
Not have them do like mushrooms or
no,
hallucinogens.
No, it was
okay.
for the
All
show.
Right. All right, good.
A homeless man and his dog were found murdered in the building.
What?
Adding to its haunted reputation. That's sad.
Okay. But
jerks.
That doesn't have anything to do with the building. They just
No, but there's someone died
there.
In there, so there's yeah. another ghost and his dog. At least he's with his dog. All right, we have the Hayeswood Hospital. This abandoned hospital has a dark history with reports of mistreatment and deaths. Paranormal investigators have captured EVPs, and visitors have reported seeing apparitions and hearing unexplained noises.
Oh, boy.
A tragic childbirth led to the deaths of a mother and her baby. And so they have also seen the apparition of a woman holding a newborn, wandering the maternity ward in sorrow. Ugh.
That's really sad.
That's horrifically sad or horribly sad. Negligence and unsanitary conditions allegedly contributed to many tragic deaths. Yeah, so that's the big ghost that you can catch or see is the woman holding the baby. Aw, that's so sad.
Most of people, and us included in today's society, have not experienced unsanitary conditions. You hear about that in history, like extreme unsanitary conditions for which still exist, obviously, all over the world. But we don't really, we haven't had to live through that.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, real legit horror of sanitary horror or unsanitary horror.
Or where the doctors don't put on gloves.
Right.
Or wash their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Uh-huh.
Or if you're living in a house with 17 other people and there's no working plumbing.
That's pretty unsanitary.
It is. It's up there.
Or you're stuck on a cruise ship that's
right.
just
Right. That's what I'm saying. Most
out.
People have never experienced something like that.
With no power. And they can't flush a toilet or do anything.
Right. But that's when you really want a balcony. Because I would just, you know, hang the old cheeks over the side kind of thing, you know. You want to be on the top deck is the point.
If something like that happens?
Yeah, because you don't want things falling from above you.
Oh, my gosh, this is awful.
No, I mean, if you gotta, you got to go on a long cruise ship, make sure you get the top deck of rooms.
In case.
Just in case. Yeah, on a balcony, just in case. Because you're going to have the freshest air and you can throw stuff over the side.
Next up, we have Cave Hill Cemetery in Louisville. This historic cemetery is the final resting place of many notable figures, including Colonel Sanders.
Oh, my God.
Your favorite person.
He is. He's up there. Of all the colonels.
Wow. It says many notable figures, but they just put Colonel Sanders. He's the only notable figure.
I mean, my first favorite is Corn Colonel. And then second is Colonel Sanders.
What's a corn colonel?
What and do you mean? And then it goes from there.
What do you mean by that?
You don't know what a corn colonel is?
You mean like what you make popcorn out of?
A kernel of corn.
Oh, I wasn't following the joke.
Oh, gosh.
Apparitions in mourning attire have been seen kneeling at graves. And there's these strange green lights that hover over tombstones. And some claim to see and hear a woman sobbing near children's burial plots. I'm depressed.
Now, but you said it's a cave hill. Are there caves in the hill?
Nope.
Oh.
Doesn't say anything about caves.
It's actually on flat ground and there's no caves.
Maybe Caves was the last name of the person who started it.
Or Hill.
Or Hill. We have Sleepy Hollow Road and Cryberry Bridge in Jefferson County.
Cryberry Bridge.
Crybaby Bridge.
Oh. Crybaby Bridge?
Yeah, what's a cryberry?
I don't know. You're the one that said it.
This winding road is infamous for paranormal occurrences, including sightings of a ghostly hearse that chases drivers and the sounds of crying babies near the bridge. Did you hear that? A ghostly hearse.
Yeah.
Like from the Haunted Mansion.
Like from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the old, I think it's a 59 Cadillac DeVille hearse is what they used. Something like that.
I thought a hearse was the one with the horses. That would be a horse-drawn hearse.
Yeah, a horse-drawn hearse. That was before they had, you know, cars and
such. That's where my Haunted Mansion thing came from. Now, legends say that mothers threw their unwanted infants off the bridge and that the baby's cries can still be heard today. Kentucky, what is wrong with you?
I was 100% right.
Oh, okay.
Ghostbusters, they used a 1959 Cadillac.
Look at you.
The
smart guy.
The model of the car was actually a Miller Meteor. But it was a 59 Cadillac. That was the one from Circus 1984, the movie.
The good one.
Yeah.
The area is also associated with reports of satanic rituals from the 1970s.
So much Satan.
There is a lot of Satan.
Worshippers of Satan.
Drivers report ghostly headlights chasing them.
Okay.
You know what? That might be fun, actually.
To flash your headlights at people?
No, to kind of be chased by
Isn't
headlights.
Flashing your headlights at somebody? Never mind.
That's an old wives' tale.
Oh. I thought it meant to lift your top up.
Oh, flash your headlights?
Yeah.
That also.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. We have the Nada Tunnel in Powell County, known as the Gateway to Hell.
No, it means nada. It's Spanglish for nothing.
This one-lane tunnel is said to be haunted by a construction worker who died during its creation.
Ugh.
Drivers have reported seeing a green orb floating inside the tunnel and experiencing sudden drops of temperature. Poor guy, I wonder how he died.
Probably got decapitated or
Oh,
something.
Here we go. The worker died when dynamite he was thawing exploded.
He was thawing dynamite.
Yeah, why would dynamite be frozen?
How would one thaw dynamite? Oh, let's apply heat to something that's very unstable.
Maybe you put it between his butt cheeks.
That's usually what I do.
That's how I thaw chicken.
Mm. Yeah. I like to microwave my sticks of dynamite.
Yeah. Microwave my sticks of dynamite. Go put them in the sun.
Thawing dynamite.
Yeah, what do you do weird. With those packages of
I like to warm my dynamite over a fire to warm it up so that it's...
No, you know when you get frozen thing of butter that you're supposed to put on bread, like at a nice restaurant?
Yeah.
And we're the people that stick it under our armpit?
Yeah.
At a fancy restaurant?
I don't. I put it down my pants immediately.
Of course you do.
What is in a stick of dynamite that could freeze? Is Daniel's question.
No.
Because you need some sort of water-based...
It gets cold in Kentucky.
Okay, but it gets cold, but that doesn't mean there's anything in it that's like liquid that changes state.
Maybe it's the rope that you have to light. Maybe it was too cold to light it. There's so many things that could go wrong. All right, next up we have the Octagon Hall in Franklin. This unique 8-sided house served as a hospital during the Civil War. Visitors have reported seeing the ghost of a Confederate soldier and a young girl named Mary Elizabeth who died in the house.
Was it the 70s or 80s, early 80s, when the whole geodesic dome houses kind of started popping up?
Yeah, it was the 80s.
It was kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very hard to decorate.
Especially out kind of more rural areas, people with property.
We had one in the area that I grew up in.
Every now and then you'll see them for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, geodome. They don't hold their value.
No, they're kind of silly looking.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, though, but I don't know. You wouldn't ever want to buy one?
I wouldn't be buying it for the house. So if it was on a really nice piece of property, maybe?
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, if you're really out in the middle of nowhere, then I don't think it would matter as much. But if you're on like a nice street of custom homes and your house is the half of a golf ball, I'm going with not, you know.
The young girl, Mary Elizabeth Caldwell, died after her dress caught on fire.
She had one of them big hoop things I was talking to about a week ago, two weeks ago.
Maybe. Poor thing.
That's terrible. Dress catches fire. How big was her dress?
I don't know.
And that right there is why people should be nudists.
True.
Yes, mm-hmm. You'll get first degree burns on your peepee from the sun. But at least you won't go up in flames because you're wearing a giant dress.
So people who visit the Octagon Hall report hearing a child's voice. And they see a girl in a white dress and
on
the
fire.
Feeling of a small hand tugging on their clothing.
Oh, God.
They also see phantom soldiers moving through the house. Hmm.
Phantom soldiers.
Yep. Phantom soldiers.
All right.
Last one. And then we're back to cryptids. We got the Pope Lick Trestle again in Louisville.
Yeah. Pope Lick.
The site is associated with the legend of the Pope Lick monster, a half man, half goat creature said to lure people onto the train tracks. And despite warnings, thrill seekers have ventured into the active trestle, leading to several tragic accidents. You guys really enjoyed the Pope Lick monster from the cryptid, so.
I think you're saying it wrong.
No, it's called the Pope Lick.
No, I think it's pronounced Poe Plike.
What?
Or Pope Lick.
Pope Lick. And we got a new pope, so...
Is it two separate words?
Yeah, Pope Lick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if the new pope visited.
I just hope he keeps his tongue to himself.
Yeah.
No pope licking.
No pope lick here.
Don't lick the pope. Won't. Bring you closer to heaven, I promise.
No.
Mm-mm.
So the Pope Lick monster bridge creature thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's his deal?
He escaped from the circus, remember?
We sure it was a fella, not a gal.
We're going with fella because in all the drawings of it, it has pecs. It's got a great body.
Are you sure it's not a girl with just very firm?
No, remember it was not treated very nicely in the circus and the train crashed.
That's right.
And it escaped
into the woods.
And it lives in the woods. And it is like a siren, like it calls people to the trestle. And then they get stuck out in the middle of the trestle on a 60-foot fall from the trestle bridge. And then a train is coming and the people either have to jump off or try to beat the train.
I have a question.
What?
What if you were to just hang off to the side until the choo-choo train goes by? Then you don't have to do either one of those things.
You mean like the Lost Boys?
I don't remember. What did they do?
The vampire movie with Cutie Patootie Kiefer Sutherland?
I have no idea. Maybe.
No, they
Stand
hung...
by Me.
No. No. I mean,
did they? What did
similar.
They ran?
No, they're not.
Did they run or they jump?
They're vampires, so they're holding on to the trestle as the train's going by, and they're like, they can barely do it, and then they end up
flying away because they're
gotcha. They're vampires.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could happen based on real events.
If you have a good belt, though, you could, you know, do the old belt trick around the railroad trestle tie thing.
Like from... Tornado.
Yeah.
Twister.
Yeah.
That was called Twister.
Twister. If you have a leather belt, turns out it's basically indestructible, for one. There's no limit to how much weight you could attach to it. It'll hold.
Yeah. You tie it to a water pipe.
And a water pipe goes down infinitely into the ground so that no amount of pressure... or swirling barn debris or tractors could possibly rip you off of it.
Oh my gosh. That movie.
Anyway.
All right. Well, so Helen Hunt, you were very smart to do that,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
No, it was good for you to hang on there with the old, tells his name, he died.
He did die.
Great.
What was his name? He was in that show about the Mormons. Oh, Big Love.
Yeah.
What the hell is his name?
What's his name?
Dang it. I was just watching
John
something about him.
Belushi.
No.
Steve Buscemi. Yeah, it's too bad he died. He could have been in the new Twisters with the handsome fellow with the cowboy hat and the Dodge Ram pick-em-up truck dually situation.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Dang it. I knew
the
it.
The founder of Paxton Superchargers.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not true at all.
All right. Well, Kentucky's haunted locations offer a glimpse into the state's rich history and the lingering spirits that many believe still inhabit these sites. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, I keep looking at you and you're making me laugh. Stop.
I touched my face and my thumb knuckle cracked. I told you it's a disease. Don't laugh at people that have a disease. It's not fair.
Okay, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, these stories continue to captivate and intrigue those who hear them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having so much fun with these. I really am. And you all seem to be having some sort of fun with them. So we really appreciate you.
Here's what you
got for listening to these, us being stupid.
Here's what must happen.
What?
Before a fella or a gal goes to another state, you have to look up cryptids for that state.
Oh, for sure.
Or even the town that you're presumably visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. There might be a, what the hell was it called?
Pope Lick?
Yeah. Pope Lick, that one. The story. You know what I mean? So
Daniel.
Then you can have something to go see. Like, hey, oh my gosh, we're here. We should go drive by it.
Perfect. That's what we should tell people. If you're going somewhere on vacation, You should listen to our cryptids and haunted locations on that state.
Yeah.
See what you come up with. We'll be like a Thomas guide.
Or if you're going somewhere to a place you've never heard us talk about, then message us. Mm. I don't know how you do that. Do we have a way for people to message us?
Yes.
Well, anyway. And then say,
Instagram.
Say, hey, we're going to be visiting Iowa for its rich culture. And so we were wondering if you guys could do Iowa.
Well, we haven't done Iowa. I could do Iowa next.
See?
There you go.
Because they do have a lot of bridges with, like, bridge monsters and stuff.
You think?
No, I doubt it. But they might.
All right. Well, if you are enjoying us, we'd love some more reviews. I know. You guys are elder millennials or Generation Xers. We don't review things because it's a waste of time. But we are telling you, if you can spare 5 minutes, please go rate and review us. You can also find us on Instagram. We have a Patreon with a ton of extra episodes over there. And
we are not on Instacart yet, though. So just don't.
Not on Instacart.
Look for us there.
I have been posting stuff I do on Instagram onto TikTok because I'm told.
The old clock.
But that is how you build your business, including podcasts on TikTok.
Damn it.
I know. And freaking YouTube. Gosh. Who has time? Who has time?
People that live with their parents.
I don't have time to do YouTube yet, you guys. I know. I know you want that. No. We just don't have time yet.
The MySpace has been taking most of my time up, to be honest.
I thought you said mice space.
And MySpace.
All right, let's end this.
That's the that's social media for rodents. MySpace.
Thanks for listening.
That's so stupid, Daniel. Oh my God, I have to. This is ridiculous.
Oh, thanks for listening.
All right, join us on OnlyFans. All right, thanks. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye.